Hi everyone, welcome to our closing circle. Really fun to see you all here. I wanted to just give you a little no problem. Rowena, you may even want to come to the evening call if that suits you better. Just yeah, rather than feel like you're not really here. Totally up to you. Okay, so what are we doing here and what is this all about? This session is different to everything else we've done. It's a real opportunity for us to complete like the stage of our work together. So I really recommend watching the evening call as well, just to kind of soak it all in. The aim of this call is to really help you reflect on your experience, but also to kind of acknowledge that this is ending, this part of this is ending, and to kind of celebrate like where we've all got to, right? That actually this is, I think, something that a lot of us find tricky, and maybe it's a combination of folks who are self-employed tend to have that, you know, like we bypass through celebrating ourselves pretty easily. But also I think we maybe not, we're not very good in our culture at acknowledging different milestones, right? We tend to have let go of a lot of ritual and ceremony, which I think can always really support us. That's kind of what it's designed to do. So we let ourselves have kind of like, you know, christenings, if you're that way inclined, or naming ceremonies. Now we've got gender reveal parties, or what's the point? And we've got weddings and we've got funerals, and that's kind of it, right? The hatch, match, dispatch kind of trio of ceremonies. If you are a kind of person who wants to live in a more awake way, I think finding ways to bring in small rituals and ceremonies into your life can make it feel just much richer, right? Like just to offer, one of the things I do is every new moon, I have an early night and I do a tarot reading with my favorite deck of cards that I never bring out when anyone else is around. It's just for me. And it's like this really precious time just to kind of reflect on, okay, what am I looking to bring in next month? And, you know, for me, tarot is just meaning making with a toy, you know, it's good fun, but it's just a way of kind of acknowledging each month, okay, what's happening now. So one of the things I've noticed is that we're pretty good at rituals and ceremonies when it's the fun stuff, right? We're pretty good at that. Endings, not so much. And endings are a really natural part of our work, right? We completely end work with clients in groups, individually, all the time. And endings will always signal some kind of change. And even when we've gained a lot, there is also a loss present. Right. And so I think some of the reasons why we don't perhaps acknowledge endings is because we'll feel a little bit just uncomfortable around endings and loss. And we want to kind of, you know, avoid that as much as possible. Of course, as self-belief coaches, we're in the business of feelings. So I just really want to acknowledge like anyone who might feel irritation, withdrawal, dismissing the significance of an ending, holding on, right? Wanting, you know, there's always someone in a group who's like, can we set up a WhatsApp group, right? Holding on in ways that they're all kind of examples of how we might resist a natural ending, right? And we've just watched the whole country kind of go through an ending, a collective ending of, you know, the Queen dying, which at 96, probably inevitable. I don't know why people are kind of shocked with it. But right, but we're not good in our culture at just saying, this is going to end at some point. I wonder how this might end. How do I want to show up when it ends? right? So acknowledging that something's ending is a really beautiful way of freeing up some of that emotional stuff that can get stuck. Equally, you might be feeling like, it's just a training course, sass. Like, let's not over-egg it. And I totally honor that too, right? But I think this can be a great practice for some of the endings that might be more significant to you, or you may have more uncomfortable feelings around, right? So the idea here is to give you an example of a way to really intentionally end a coaching relationship, a coaching container, right? And so our learning container is coming to an end. We move into a new container, and then you're joining a wider community of coaches. It will be different, right? You may have other feelings that come into that container, right? And so the idea here is that we honor and complete this container with some intention. And I think it's useful to do this because these are also the kinds of things that our clients will experience when they when a coaching relationship comes to an end. Right? They may feel irritation, they might withdraw, they might dismiss the significance of it, or, you know, try and hold on, right? Those are completely natural experiences. And so having this yourself, again, all it does is just allow you to notice your own experience. It's a way of being with yourself, as well as just being aware that sometimes entanglement can come into this stuff too. We like to protect our clients from any kind of discomfort, especially when it's an ending and you're like, shit, but I want a testimonial. So just to keep it real. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do today, I'm just going to share my screen real quick. All right. I think my computer needs an update. It's really slow. Maybe Apple have done something in the last couple of days. All right, here we go. Everyone see that okay? Yep. So what we're going to do is go around the circle, and everyone is just going to share what they have prepared. And the idea is that when you say, I'm complete, we'll know to move on to the next person, right? So you just get to say what you want to say, and we'll just hold that space for you, okay? So we are going to start. I'm just going to do this from the bottom up. So Sarah, you are first. So you just need to unmute yourself and go nuts.
Am I going all the questions in a row?
All of them in a row. Yeah.
Okay. So in the wisdom of this circle, I have learned how to validate myself and not looking to others for answers. I am ready to release the need to have the whole plan figured out before I take any action. I'm ready to claim that I am a coach. I will honor my need for structure and planning and celebrating the small wins. One thing I know to be true about me is I don't need to have it all figured out perfectly to enable me to take action. That's it. I think that's all of them, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're complete?
I'm complete.
Yeah. So we're going to do like a round of applause on mute, which is where you shake your hands. It's really cool. I went to a silent disco and this is what we did. It was really fun. Yeah, love it. Thank you, Sarah. That was beautiful. Really cool. Amazing. Fiona.
Thank you. In the wisdom of our circle, I have learned the difference between what it feels like to do clean coaching versus entangled coaching. More about myself, my self-doubt patterns, and my healthy adult self. And I think I've learned to be a more expansive version of myself. I'm ready to release the doubt I've been carrying for a few years now about my coaching skill, though obviously there's more to learn and integrate there. I'm ready to claim the need for my work in the market. I will honour my need for support as it arises. One thing that I know now to be true about me is that I get to have joy and love and money, and they're not mutually exclusive, as I previously believed, it turns out. And I am complete.
Amazing. Thank you, Fiona. Wow, that's really cool. I love that. Love that distinction. So good. Norvi.
Okay. In the wisdom of our circle, I've learned to distinguish between the voice of my healthy adult self and my protector. I'm ready to release my constant need to prove myself through attaining goals and the pressure I put on myself. I'm ready to claim my humanness and self-worth, which has always been there and will always be there no matter what does or doesn't happen externally. I will honour my need for fun, joy, creativity and play. And one thing I now know to be true about myself is that even the parts of me I've tried to hide offer value. I'm complete.
So good. So good. Love it. Love how much joy is coming into these responses. That's really cool. Miss Charlotte.
Obviously with a pen in my mouth. Okay. In the wisdom of our circle, I've learned that self-doubt shows me when I'm trying to be fearless. And that I'm not doing anything wrong here. I'm ready to release my need for external validation as a marker for being on the right path. I'm ready to claim messy, imperfect, courageous action so I can be there to support people as a coach. I will honour my need for space, self-soothing, expressing feelings and doing things my way. And one thing I know to be true about me is that I can trust myself because my gut is usually perfect for me. I am complete.
So good. Yay. Amazing. Love it. Loving how there's so many of you are talking about like that rootedness of trusting yourself. So, so great. Yeah, you expressed that beautifully, Charlotte. Thank you. Iris, hello.
Hello. Okay, so in the wisdom of our circle, I have learned that growing and learning as a coach does not have to be threatening or mean my coaching is not good enough. That it is so much fun to be around other coaches who also truly care about our profession. I've learned a lot about my own self-doubt and how I want to show up for my clients and myself in my practice. And I have learned that doing brave growth edge things does not have to feel so threatening when you know how to take care of your protectors and survivor self. I'm ready to release the need to be a perfect coach and to get every client incredible results. And I'm ready to release being a lonely coach who tries to figure it all out on her own. I'm ready to claim being a proud professional coach who is not afraid to go deep with her clients and who has firm boundaries and the honesty to look at her entanglement. I will honor my need for connection with other coaches and honor
Oh, you just froze, Iris. Ooh, something's happening. Hey, Iris, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can now, yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can. So
okay, great. We got to what you're honouring your need for.
Okay, so I will honor my need for connection with other coaches and honest conversations about the messiness of it all. And one thing I now know to be true about me is that I am a great coach and have more to learn. I am complete.
So good. Iris, I love that your connection dropped out just as you were saying that you wanted to connect with us. What? Yeah, I love it when that happens. Yeah, so fun. Scott, I didn't want to miss you out. I don't know if you want to add anything just on how much fun you've been having.
Oh my God, I've had this so much fun, guys. So I can't stay for the whole thing today because we have movers everywhere. We're clearing out the house. but it was really important for me that I jump on because I just love you guys so much. I've had such an amazing time with all of you. Every week, I feel like I've just been so moved by all the deep work that you guys are doing. And I know it's not easy, and I know it can bring up a lot of stuff. And I just feel like I've just been witness to like so much courage in how you all have reflected and committed to yourselves and your practice and your clients. So yeah, so thank all of you so much. Really, it's just been, I feel like every single class, I'm like, this is the best class. And then the next class comes.
This is really the best class, right?
This is really the best class. Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah. Thanks, love. I'm so glad you were able to make it this morning. That's really cool.
Yeah, me too.
Cool. Amazing. Thank you all so much. Like, and you know, I just want to take a moment to thank all of you too, because like a few years ago, this didn't exist. Like, it seemed impossible to me to take this work and make it into something that was kind of coherent. And my protector had lots of stories about me not being ready, that I really needed to get my PhD before I did this, all of that shit. Maybe you can relate. But you've put your trust in me and in Scott and our team and in this work. And just week after week, you've shown up to these calls and to your practice pods and your study groups and have just been gloriously imperfect coaches and learners. And you've allowed me to be an imperfect teacher. And I think when I'm trying to say something that feels really meaningful to me, I always go back to my roots in New Zealand, where most of us were bilingual before we went to school. And in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we talk about Tūranga Waiwai, which loosely means like our place to stand. So it's very visceral. It's connected to ourselves, our ancestors, the land, and the people that are around us. And it's very much infused with araha, or love. So I'm just so grateful to you for your araha, for helping me find my Tūranga Waiwai. And, you know, it is just sent back to you 100-fold. Like, I just believe so much in you and in your important coaching work. I believe deeply in the power of coaching. I think this is a new paradigm of supporting people to be in the world and to reflect on their experience of humanity and of being human. And I know that the way we are approaching this work from an evidence basis, for this respectful awareness for the boundaries of trauma, from a place of real compassion for ourselves and our clients, I think this is non-typical in the coaching industry. And all I've seen over the last decade of me living on Planet Coach is an increasing demand for really good coaching, for coaching that actually helps people to move to a new space in their sense of who they are. So I'm just so excited for what we're creating together, for what you are enabling in your beloved Muggle clients. But mostly I'm just super jazzed that you helped to make my dreams come through. Like, how fun is that? So thank you. And I wanted to just read you, thank you. I just wanted to read you a poem to close. I'm going to share it on my screen because I know for me, I tend to blank out a little bit when I hear poetry, unless I can read it at the same time. But this to me kind of embodies what I think we are trying to do with our clients. And it's by Dawna Markova, who is an American poet. She's ace. If you like poetry, do go check out her work. But this poem is called "I Will Not Die an Unlived Life." I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance, to live so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. Isn't that just the coolest? I just freaking love that poem so much. So we are complete. Thank you so much for being here today. We will be sending out some info about graduating you all. You'll get a fancy certificate. You get some info around joining our grad program. All that's coming to you. But I would love to for you to share in the discussion forum how you're going to celebrate your graduation. So give that a little bit of thought. Maybe you just want to take yourself out for a coffee and ponder it all, or maybe you do something more, I don't know, extroverted. Whatever feels good to you. Yeah. But thank you so much for being here. I'm deeply excited to see how this work gets integrated into your practices, and how we are going to work together as we go forward. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, bye. Bye.